The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, and we have with us this morning Chuck Spores here, the Maryland representative, state representative for the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America, and Robin Franks, my fiance, is here. Our producer is Pepe Rojas, and on the air with us is Sean Bailey. Good morning, Sean. Can you hear me? Where's Sean? Good morning, Sean. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you just fine. I can hear you just fine. Ah, we got a little bubble there, but we're good. We're good. So,
I've been lost before in the woods, but not on the radio here, bud.
Say that again?
I've been lost in the woods before, but not on the radio.
Oh, well, you know, hang on. You're on for an adventure, I think. But anyway.
There you go.
Anyway, we met. Robin and I were at the Waterfowl Festival in Easton in November. And you were there doing cooking demonstrations. And Robin fell in love with your venison recipe. You want to describe that one, the bacon-wrapped venison tenderloin or backstrap to the listeners just real quick and
sure.
make that introduction that way?
There you go. It's the, what is it, the backstrap of a venison or of a deer.
Yeah.
Staked out thick. I butterfly it open. And then I stuff it with apple, jalapeno pepper, and garlic. Close that up a little bit of salt and pepper, wrap that in bacon, and I just grill it till it's a medium rare. It's one of my favorite dishes with venison.
It was amazing. The first venison dish I've ever liked.
Oh, thank you.
I tried to recreate it. Didn't work out so well.
Now, was it gamey, or what was the difference?
No, I overcooked it. Overcooked. I know, it's not good.
As we say, you killed it twice.
I did kill it twice. You're exactly
yes,
right. Well, I was kind of waiting for that bacon to get done, you know? What's the secret there on that one?
What you got to remember is consider like having four sides. Cook one side till it's crispy, next side. And what happens when the bacon's actually crispy, if you do it right and not over crispy, it'll be medium rare. So consider having four sides. So you keep on tipping on four sides on the grill.
Yeah.
And usually that's one time around, usually what does it.
I got it.
Thinner bacon. You don't want real thick bacon. That's the other secret.
Ah, got it.
And then what happens is you stretch the bacon around, and as the bacon cooks, it contracts and actually holds that steak together, so it doesn't fall apart.
Okay. All right. What kind of heat level do you have on that? I try to do it in a regular metal pan, not a coated cooking pan, but a regular metal.
I try to use medium heat.
Medium heat? Okay.
Yeah, because the bacon will splatter. You don't want to make a mess because then you got to clean it up. Am I right?
Yes.
So you do a nice little medium heat, just like you're going to cook bacon. That's more than enough. And that works out pretty good.
Good.
You can do it on the grill, too. You got to watch out for flare-ups. So that adds a lot of flavor, but you got to be on your toes in the grill.
Yeah, keep it from catching on fire. I got it. Okay. Good. Well, apparently you have a game plan. I mean, I'm looking at your Facebook page, and which is game on, prep to plate, and in 30 minutes. And you've got a nice picture of yourself there, and it talks about the radio show. There's people interested. Where do we start? What do you want to start with?
Well, we'll start with my friends told me I have a face for radio, so I'm at the right place right now.
You and I both, brother. Exactly. So
we'll just tell you a little bit about Game On. Originally we started as a wild game gourmet show because my producer Kevin came up with this idea. He says there's no real cooking shows that takes wild game and makes it into a nice, you know, gourmet meal, you know.
Right.
Great. Fantastic food out there waiting to be had.
Sure.
And he approached us through mutual friends, and we started going at it. And then we picked up foraging. In Pennsylvania here, we do a lot of foraging, mushrooms, nuts, leeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we added that into it. So it's the thin feather, fur, and forage. And we sort of more developed into a natural living show where we specialize in the wild game cooking. Most of our cooking is the wild game.
Mm-hmm.
But also we'll do like special dishes with things you grow,
mm-hmm.
You forage and stuff like that.
Cool.
So it's very interesting. Learning a lot of neat techniques, recipes, and meeting some great people.
And this has been on for a year, basically.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
On,
And as you continue to grow and as you continue to expand, you know, you're eventually going to get into a nice formula, and I'm sure you have something developed already, but, you know, you're leaving your options open, which is what I like. It's not,
yeah,
it's not A, B, C, and done. I'm sorry?
But we're learning as we go, too, because, you know, as
sure.
we all know, the market's way different now. You just don't, you know, send a video out and they put you on TV and bam.
No, that's true.
You know, you do a lot more legwork now than they just take credit for the final product. So
of course.
Hopefully we get a final product out there they love.
That's the idea. That's the idea. I've had friends who've done television, and the biggest part, the hardest part of the whole deal is attracting sponsors to what you're doing, you know?
Correct.
As you know.
You're getting your...
Just like radio.
Right.
You know, so...
I'm sorry to mean over talking, but also to get the people that are interested in your type of stuff, how to actually reach out and grab them is what we're finding out.
Exactly. Exactly. All right,
but,
well...
I say before, you know what they call wild game in Ireland? It's called food.
Exactly.
Once we get over that big hurdle in the United States where, you know, wild game is not dirty. It's a very clean, very tasty way of getting your food and organic. Everyone's doing organic now. Why not be as organic as you can get?
That's very right.
That's the big thing.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, these animals are out there. They're not eating stuff that some of the domestic animals are eating or being supplemented or vitamins or anything else. They're just... they're just eating the natural stuff and thriving and surviving out there in the wild. So
exactly.
It's all good.
And now, actually, there's stores opening up around the place. You can actually buy wild game. So you don't have to actually be 100 to learn how to cook it. But it has to be cooked a different way because, you know, some are lower in fat.
Yeah.
Quicker, you know, won't overcook it. But
yeah.
There's techniques, and that's we're trying to find all them out.
I got it. Well, let's see. You want to start with, since fishing season's here, do you want to start with a couple fish recipes?
Sure.
Well, let's do one fish recipe. We'll take our first break, and then we'll come back and talk about something else, okay? Because, listen, here's where we are this time of year. Fishing's just getting started, so you're going to have fresh fish coming in. But you got freezers full of venison from the season. You got geese breasts and geese in the freezer, you know, and then the small game ends Monday, the 28th. Our small game season extends into February, so you got the squirrels and the rabbits. So
correct.
We'll start with fish, and... go there, and we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about the other stuff. Sound good?
Well, good. Well, tell you what, in Pennsylvania, I have a little disadvantage because we don't have all the fish, variation of fish you guys have there.
Okay.
So what's that? I mean, I'm looking at different stuff, and you really have a variation of fish to eat.
I think we have 70-some different game fish here in Maryland. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they all tasty. They're all very tasty.
They all taste different, and they all taste good. Yeah.
Right.
Now, so you have a universal you have a universal recipe?
Yeah, this can be used on anything. This is our Pennsylvania trout stuffed with leeks. What we do is you after you clean out the most important thing if you're going to eat your fish like any game you get, you got to take care of it from the beginning. You know, so a lot of people will take the fish, they'll catch it, they'll put it in the cooler, and personally they leave the guts in there. They don't dress it out. I believe as soon as I get it, if I'm going to eat it, I put out its misery. I shouldn't say I put it. Peaceful death, and then I like
you
to
kill it, Sean.
What's that?
You kill it as quick as possible.
There you go.
Yeah, you stick your fingers in the gills of a trout and you bend its head back and crack its neck.
Hi.
There you go. You make that nice sound, but it's there's nothing that hurts me more than seeing people carrying stringers with live fish on it. It's cruel.
Oh, I know.
I got it.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, they try and keep them alive as long as possible. That's called lack of preparation. You don't have a cooler with you. With the advent of cooler bags and ice packs and everything else, you can carry a cooler bag with you. You can kill your fish. You can dress it right there streamside and throw it in there, and you got it. The best part of the preparation done. It takes 5 minutes.
You don't know which breed of fish you're fishing. I mean, because like the blues, you got to bleed them out. So there's different techniques.
Oh, sure.
Take care of them quick.
Yep.
know what you're fishing, know how to take care of it.
Exactly.
So that's the big thing. Now, with a trout, bleeding it out, basically, after you gut it, there's a blood strip along the backbone. You scrape all that out.
Yep.
And it's a real simple recipe. What you do is I take nonstick aluminum foil, I open it up, I'll take a trout, and I'll cut little slices on the outside of the skin so the butter and oil can get in. And salt and pepper on the outside. Anything else will burn. On the inside, we have a Pennsylvania leeks. Do you have leeks or ramps?
Yeah, ramps. Sure do. Yeah.
You can substitute with a little scallion. Put that little bit of butter on the inside, and then what happens? That's going to cook on the inside of the cavity, cook out towards the fish, and it's going to really have a nice flavor. I put it on the grill, and there's a demonstration on our website. It's easy, because the hardest thing on a grill is flipping a fish. It falls apart.
Yeah.
It's hard to get underneath it. So with this tinfoil, you put it overside the tinfoil, put it on the front, you put it on the grill, and you cook it to a nice little brown crisp. Then you pick up the tinfoil and use that to flip the fish over, and then cook the other side until nice golden brown. Then I like to hit it with garlic and onion powder, and it doesn't take long, because fish really cooks really fast.
Oh, yeah.
5 minutes.
Yep.
Take it off, serve it with your favorite vegetable, and that's the easiest way I know how to make trout.
That's excellent.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you, on the outside, get olive oil and melt a little bit of butter in it, and that way you have a solution to paint the outside of that trout with.
Right.
Because what that does, the olive oil doesn't let the butter burn.
Right.
Yet gives that buttery flavor, so you don't need to coat it with butter. It actually has a nice flavor. And
nice. Here we have yellow perch, which are running right now. The yellow perch are in the streams on their migratory run right now, and they're relative of a walleye. So you know what the skin is like. It's scaly, hard skin on those. And what I was taught years ago is you do the best you can to scale it. And, you know, you can use the back of the knife, commercial scaler. You can use nylon netting, whatever you can do to get the scales off. Okay?
Right.
You don't necessarily have to fillet that fish because the skin, as you said, crispy is wonderful. But then you do what you said is score the skin. You actually make a checkerboard on the skin. And when you cook that fish, then your flesh comes off in little chunks. And it's beautiful.
Nice crispy flavor of the skin.
Crispy skin and the whole deal. Yeah, excellent. One tip I'm going to share with the listeners, and I learned this when I was just a kid in New Jersey. Our buddy Ed Johnson, who's gone now, was a tremendous trout fisherman, and he fried them stuffed with mayonnaise as he fried them. Try that.
Wow.
Try that.
I shall.
Try that.
Now, I heard of crusting the outside with mayo and broiling it.
No, I do Dijonnaise on a filet. I do Dijonnaise and broil them. Just slather both sides of a filet with Dijonnaise and just broil them like that.
Simple recipes are the best, aren't they?
Sometimes they are. Yep. So
now that's one thing this show started too. Is my grandfather taught me, my father taught me, my mom and grandmother cook as well. But
sure,
these recipes are handed down.
Exactly.
We don't teach these kids how to cook and pass these recipes down like that.
Yep.
They're not even going to get off their phone and even learn how to cook. You know,
yep.
That's important, too.
I like to butterfly a trout myself, boneless butterfly. You freeze you cut the head off, you gut the trout, you leave the tail on. When you get ready to cook the trout, if it's in the freezer, you take it out of the freezer, you don't let it thaw completely out. At that point, you put the trout, the head end facing you, you take your fillet knife, and you put it down alongside the backbone on the outside of both sides of the ribs, and you fillet the ribs off, and you flip that flesh down, and you got a nice flat butterfly for a rainbow trout, or any kind of trout.
Wow, and that way it's easier to work with the knife.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, thanks. All right, we're going to take a break. And, Sean, you just stay right there. You'll hear the commercials and everything else, and we'll be right back to our listeners after I tell them about Clyde Sports Shop. The Ready to Rock sale starts Friday, March 17th. That's St. Patrick's Day. Through Sunday, March 26th, all the rockfish trolling baits and lures are going to be on sale, and you can save on premium monofilament line. You get it at half price, starting at just 1 cent per yard. You just take your empty spools in, spool them off at home, and they'll install the new line. Power Pro, the braided line, is not included in that. Penn Reels are on sale. The Warfare 30 level wine, $89.95 during the sale. Trolling combos start from $89.95 with a Penn 309, the Shakespeare BWB rod and roller with roller tip and line for $89.95. But the best-selling combo has that Warfare and an Andy rod. All the Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels are on sale. All the Ugly Stick rods are on sale. Somebody told me I got hit with one of those when I was a baby, but that's very possible. Check out the St. Croix rods, also on sale. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, celebrating 60 years this year. The phone number, 410-242-6108. They have everything you need for fishing. Line, lures, bait, terminal tackle. If you want to get the 24-hour fishing hotline report, that's 410-247-3474, 247-FISH for Clyde's Sports Shop. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. 3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, HafersGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600 square foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at HafersGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis. Texas at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spoons, pumpkin seeds and flutes, blue-eyed crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, that's a great song.
Yeah, we got some pretty specialized music here for the radio show. We work with a lot of different people on that, so all good. Okay, we did some fish. Let's talk about some stuff in the freezer. Where do you want to go? Venison, since that's probably the biggest game animal we got out there right now.
You're right. Yeah, and right now, you know, we have a lot of stuff left over. Do you want to use it before that first year?
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to, but B, it'll start getting freezer burnt.
Yep.
We just did an episode in summer sausage. You know, everyone goes, they take stuff to the butcher, they get sausage made, sticks, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to pick it up, it's like a $300 bill, and they're like, what the?
Yeah, exactly.
And they say like that.
Yeah.
But it's so easy to make. So
okay.
We have an episode, we made summer sausage here. We're going to do one with jerky with coffee.
Jerky with coffee?
Yeah, believe it or not, it's really good. What does the coffee actually breaks down the jerky, so it's tender. So you can have jerky with a little bit of caffeine boost.
I like it.
Best of both worlds.
What'd you say?
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, best of both worlds. I'm sitting here sucking down a coffee right now, and if I had... How about this, Sean? Jerky-flavored coffee. You think that would go?
Well, it went one way. I don't know if it could go the other.
I don't think so, but we'll, you know. No. Okay, so...
We have a whole line of different venison burgers as well on our site. Like, you know, spice them up. I'll tell you one secret to making, if you just want a plain burger, if you don't like special stuff in it, take a teaspoon of olive oil and mix it in with your patties when you're making them, and you'll never have a dry burger again. The olive oil will help keep it moist. It doesn't dry it out. And it's like a steak. You don't want to overcook it. You want to cook it to a medium. But one little tablespoon of olive oil, and that burger will never go dry again on the grill.
Now, look, we've talked about Sicadir, and I've told you how good it is. Have you ever had a chance to sample it?
I never had an opportunity to hunt them. I won an archery competition from Lancaster Archery way back.
Yeah.
But by the time I booked the hunt, the Sika outfitter went out of business, so I never got to go down. I know the business was small.
It wasn't that good of an outfitter.
Yeah, exactly. At this point, I'm gonna turn this question to my fiance Robin. Hey, Robin.
Okay.
Hi.
How's sick a deer?
I told you to keep your hands off the tenderloin.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
I was fortunate enough to take a sick a deer this year, and had a good processor, and we took one tenderloin as a test. And all I did was fry it in butter to medium rare and put it on the plate and got my hand slapped for trying to reach for a piece of it.
It was that good. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Sicadir is a little denser meat.
Yep.
It's sweeter. It's a darker meat. Of course, there's less of it because the deer are much smaller. But I liken it to elk. If you like elk, a tender, tender elk, that's where you're at with a sicadir. So... but the burger hit. I mean, we've got Sika Burger, we've got Whitetail Burger, but...
I'm willing to try it.
I know you're willing to try it, so...
Nice.
Now, let's jazz one up for the folks. What do you like to mix in with some of your deer burger?
Well, when I put it in the freezer, I personally just like putting the venison. I add the fat later on.
Okay.
I'm going to mix in some pork or burger. Because I truly believe that the fat is what actually goes bad in the freezer.
Right.
So I'll add it when I take it out. But as a regular burger, you can't beat a venison just salt and pepper, which is perfect.
Right.
But some of the variations we have a Pennsylvania burger, which we use leeks and Pennsylvania morels. We mix in with that.
Right.
Oh,
which
that sounds
we always
great.
Give a substitute. You can use regular mushrooms and onions. We have a rut burger, which is a jalapeno pepper, apple, and garlic mixed in. Which is really good. A black and blue burger, which I like. It has the the recipes on our site. Too. It's more of an urban face burger. It's,
right.
Caramelized onions inside it with melted blue cheese on top.
He lost me on the blue cheese, but the caramelized onions.
You can substitute that.
Gouda.
With the onions.
Gouda, man.
There we go.
Yeah.
And I think we have four different variations in that, and you really, burgers, it's open case. But a lot of people don't like, their, you know, they want just the flavor of the meat.
With, oh, yeah.
You know, just salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper, that does it. That does it for me. So.
Yep.
Okay.
You mentioned about the sika deer being different tasting.
Yeah.
I did a lot of thinking on it. And I think, like, also, like, white-tailed deer, it's where they feed. I think they probably have a much better vegetation. Because don't they live in swamplands or wetlands?
They live in the marsh, yep. And they'll eat everything in the marsh, from crepe myrtle to I don't know that they eat the phragmites, but they've got everything, every type of vegetation in there, and they'll eat anything. And it just,
right.
You know, I mean, they're... They've been here 100 years,
right.
And I'm not sure what it is other than the fact that they're a different species. But, yeah, they have a different habitat and different food available to them. So, you know, they're able to utilize different food, you know, than the whitetails do. But, I mean, they still browse in the wintertime, just like right. a whitetail does, but it's a different type of browse. It's more of a, you know, a water-oriented type of...
like a grazing, yeah.
Yeah, grazing. So, you know, it's...
Did you ever have a game sika?
Never.
Never?
Never.
That's great.
Never. First, we had... I don't know if you remember the country singer Gary Morris.
Not quite familiar.
Honeycomb, Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah.
That guy. Okay. Well, we had him here on a sika deer hunt years and years and years ago. And he shot one. And he wanted us to cook it. So one of the guys with him was a custom bow maker, Brad, somebody, can't remember his name, but Brad took a half of a sika deer and wanted to grill the whole thing, half of this deer.
Wow.
So we took the gate off the fence and built a big fire and used the gate and two befores to cook the half a sika deer. It was an interesting adventure, that's for sure. So,
but if you get a chance, because there's smaller deer. I have a friend in England called Scott Ray. Ray.
Yeah.
And he has a cooking show, but he also does a butchering show.
Okay.
Now, he has a really cool example how to cut up. And there's smaller deer. We really can't do it up here because they're big.
Yeah.
But very little burger, and you get, like, the crown. You know, they cut the rib of the roast, you wrap it around.
Okay.
And it worked perfect with the sika. And he'll go through step-by-step on that.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to try, you know, a venison crown.
Ooh, nice.
Wrap it around, cook in the oven for, you know, holiday.
Yeah.
I bet you the sika would be perfect.
It would be perfect for that. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. We'll have to get you down here, and we'll have to get you one. Just
there we go.
Think about it.
I was going to say, you need to get him down here to hunt.
Yeah, we will. We'll get you down. So.
Well, I got to leave out a little secret about the venison too.
Okay, what's the secret?
It's all, you can do the same thing as fish, as you know, the restaurants do it. Is you soak it in milk. It's
yep.
gamey.
Yep.
And there's an acid in milk which breaks down the bacteria, which has that gamey taste.
Now,
I use it in my salmon. I use it in my trout. Anything that you got an odd flavor on, you don't really like. Just like 20 minutes to an hour overnight, but that makes complete different tasting fish.
Yeah.
Venison, whatever you put it in. But that's what the restaurants do.
I like to use the food saver.
Oh yeah,
to do the marinade. You know, there's a couple of accessories that come with it. There's a pan you can use to, you know, to just take all the air out of, vacuum seal the pan with your venison and your marinade in it, or you can put it in a bag and put it in a refrigerator overnight, and everything, just because there's no air, that marinade has no place to go but into the spaces in between the meat. And I like to do that with the venison and everything else. But I think I'm going to do that with the rabbit. I'm going to soak the rabbit in some milk. So,
did you ever try, if you're going to freeze it, spicing it before you put it in the freezer?
I have. I've used seasoning and spices and on the raw meat, then put it in the freezer bag and sealed it. And it turns out just to be spectacular.
So. Right. I think what happens is the meat actually gets porous when it freezes. Then when it thaws out, it slowly sucks all that back.
Ooh, good hint. I like that.
So,
I wouldn't do that with milk, though.
No. I do it with dry spices.
Dry spices, of course. Yeah. Do you have your own spice line?
Not yet.
You
I'm
should.
I'm a garlic and onion fan, so when it comes out, it's going to be garlic and onion. I'll tell you that much.
All right. Well, I can hook you up with that, too. I've got a friend whose parents are in the spice business. So
wow.
we've got some folks here that can handle that for you.
See, that's different spices, different taste, and something you learn. That's one thing that, you know, we want to get out there is cooking is fun and should be. That's one thing that really makes me mad. They took cooking out of schools, at least up here.
Yeah.
Every kid should know how to cook.
Yeah. Did you take cooking in school, Robin?
I took home ec.
Home ec. Well, it's a,
yeah. But not much cooking.
Yeah. And Chuck, what, did you take home ec?
Hell no.
What'd you get? Yeah, you had the option to take shop or home ec, and you went to shop. Yeah. See, I made the same mistake. So.
I got a question for Sean.
There you go.
Okay. Do you have any recipes for antelope?
Antelope?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. I did cook antelope before. My friend brought one back, and that's another thing is where it grains, wherever it feeds, where it lives.
Yeah.
His, unfortunately, was down in the plains and really was sage.
A lot of sage.
A lot of sage, yeah.
But then again, my other friend lives in Idaho, got one that was further up, the Grange, living up above the plains, and it tasted completely different.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't really. I just had a steak. I didn't really get to experiment too much with that. That's one of the things I really like to try out, too.
I brought an antelope home from Wyoming a couple years ago, bought the cooler, put the two capes, put the meat. And that was it. The two capes and the meat. I shot a what they call a trophy doe. Doe has little horns about 3 or 4 inches long. You know, so I wanted them both mounted. I got them both done by the taxidermist. But I put the meat from the doe in there. I donated the buck to the game program there in Wyoming, and I brought it in. They said you're allowed to have 50 pounds on this you know bag if you're going to check it. I said that's fine. So we put it on the scale, and it was like 49.9 pounds. I didn't want to have to lose any, and I never weighed it before any of that. It just hit perfectly. And the guy goes, "Boy, you're close." I said, "Thank you." Yeah, I didn't want to take anything out of there. So, but
another tip when you're traveling and you got to fly your meat back is we're backpacking hunting elk.
Yeah,
we brought an elk back. So instead of packing our luggage back, we load up our stuff. Mailed it snail mail, as well, UPS, got here in a week and a half, or dirty clothes. Then we just could put it right on the airplane as our baggage.
Wow, I love it.
That's great. I like it. Yeah, well, you know,
by the time they got to my house, they were pretty rank.
I would imagine, but that's okay. All right. Hey, Sean, hang on there. We're going to take another break. I'll tell the folks about the Clyde Sports Shop, and we'll take our regularly scheduled break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about some geese. And maybe some rabbits if we get time. Sound good?
There you go. Game on.
Game on. GameOnCooking.com. All right, folks. Clyde Sports Shop is having their annual Ready to Rock sale. 10-day sale. Starts March 17th. And all the rockfish trolling baits and lures are going to be on sale. You'll save on premium mono line. Half price. Starts at a penny a yard. All you got to do is take your empty spools in. Take an afternoon and take all the old line off your spools that's been on there for 3 or 4 years. It's going to break anyway if you get any size fish on there. So get this done for half price. Doesn't include Power Pro, which is braided line, but there's pen reels on special. There's Shakespeare rods and reels, Fluger rods and reels. All ugly sticks are on sale. Great flounder rods, by the way, ugly sticks, and sea trout if you like fishing for them. Check out your selected line of St. Croix rods, also on sale. Trolling rods and reels starting at $89.95, and the most popular one is on sale for $139.95. That's a Penn Warfare, I can say that word sometimes, 30-weight level wind with an Andy rod and a 20- to 50-pound rod and line ready to go for $139.95. There's other trolling rods on sale for $89.95. Fishing licenses, rod and reel repairs, live bait, all the terminal tackle, any kind of lure for any kind of fishing. 24-hour fishing hotline is 410-247-3474, 247-FISH. To reach Clyde Sports Shop, you go online at clydesports.com, two S's in the middle, or call them, 410-242-6108. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? Hafer'sGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading? Hafer'sGuns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing? Hafer'sGuns.com. Class 3 firearms? Hafer'sGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing. On the web at Hafer'sGuns.com. Or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. I have no need to call.
Okay, we're back with our buddy Sean from Game On Cooking. Your Facebook page is Game On, Prep to Plate in 30 minutes, right, Sean?
Right.
All right. And our listeners, if you'd like to call in and ask a question, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I know our listeners love to listen to the guests. They don't like to interrupt, and they are very courteous like that. But, you know, somebody has a question like Chuck had, I know you'd be glad to answer it.
Right. And, Chuck, back to your question, too, you know, I consider like an antelope. You can use the same recipes. There's nothing special, you know, different. It's just you got to watch the temperature you cook at it. I'm assuming it's probably a low-fat animal as well, so I cook it to a medium.
Right. Well, but I got an antelope a few years ago, and I'll probably go out in another couple of years and do another hunt out there, so I just was wondering.
Yep. And I've cooked them, and, you know, cook them like a whitetail. That's
how my wife fixed them, just cooked it like a whitetail.
Yeah, low, slow, and plenty of moisture.
Right.
Low, slow, plenty of moisture. You know, so. All right, let's talk a little. Go ahead, Chuck.
I was going to explain our title a little bit. Game On, Prep to Plate.
Yeah.
Probably 90% of our dishes are made within 30 minutes, prep to plate out of the refrigerator, because you know, we realize, you know, people got to get in front of that in front of their family and eat. We want to bring that back. So prep the plate is basically I take it out of the freezer. I show you how to take it out of the fridge, prep it up, cook it, and you're serving them in 30 minutes. I'd say 80 to 90% of our meals are that way.
I like that.
Yeah, you would. I like it, too.
In fact, I just shared a couple of your recipes on my Facebook page because I wanted to save them. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, there you go. And Robin has like 23,000 followers.
I did. Stop it.
Wow.
No. He's,
a couple hundred.
He makes fun of me for
couple
being on hundred,
Facebook. But that's okay. All right. Yeah, let's see what Roxanne has to say in White Marsh there. Hang on, Sean, see if she has a question for you.
You got it.
All right. Hey, Roxanne, how are you?
Hey. I am very, very well, and I hear you are doing just fine.
We are.
Yeah. So, hey, I just wanted to call and say hi to you and hi to Sean Mann.
Yeah.
If he saw me, he'd know who I was.
Oh, I knew who you are. Yeah.
Okay.
We missed you at Blazing Camo Day.
I was in Florida.
Oh, well, I got that. All right.
Well, actually, it wasn't a good deal. I got that stomach bug while I was down there. It was
oh, bad. That's awful. We had that. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
it was bad. But I just wanted to say hello to you, and I love the Sean Mann cooking thing.
Sean Bailey.
Oh,
hey, I like Sean Mann. Sean Mann's good for me.
Sean's a good guy, but it's Sean Bailey. Game on.
Game on.
Game on okay. cooking.com. Game
well,
on.
Sean Mann's got some great goose recipes, too.
well, maybe these two Seans will have to get together.
Well,
so
I'll have to look up Sean Bailey then.
Yeah, well, look up Game On.
Game On.
Prep to plate in 30 minutes.
Yeah, I have a couple of cookbooks by Hank Shaw, Hunter,
okay.
Cook, chef. And,
yeah, Sean Bailey actually wrote those. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
he's my sous chef.
And then,
yeah.
And then the other good game cookbook I've got is Duck Duck Goose.
Yeah, I have that one. I have that one. So.
Yeah, yep. It's an awesome book.
Indeed.
All my friends were surprised I was buying a book. I said, I got to go to Barnes & Noble, which they didn't have it.
Got it.
Surprised. and all my friends were surprised I was buying a book, and I said, it's a wild game hunting book, and I just went, oh, got it.
Sure. Hey, listen, get together with your buddies and get a table at our benefit March 25th. Go online, MarylandHuntingCoalition.org, and do that.
I would love to do that. I'm going to send in my donation, but I actually, I train retrievers.
I do.
So I'm kind of obsessed with training the retrievers. I got two I'm going to put titles on this year.
Oh, great.
The ECC hunt test and the hunting retriever.
Beautiful.
Thing. So
yep.
I'd love to come, but I don't have time in my schedule.
Got it.
I'm going to send you a check.
Perfect. Thanks, Roxanne. Appreciate that. We're doing good work in Annapolis, you know.
You're doing wonderful work, and I really think that if you're going to go chase little foxes around on your pony, and I was a horse person for years, I think you ought to have a hunting license.
Oh, you saw that. Okay. Hey, listen.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Roxanne. You have a wonderful day.
You have a great day, and keep up the good work.
Thanks. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Nice lady, Roxanne.
You have some nice fans, my friend.
Oh, we have great fans. Well, I've been doing this a long time, Sean, 28 years. So, yeah. Anyway.
They say fans are just friends spelled differently, right?
I guess so. Yes, exactly. All right. Let's talk about those goose breasts in your freezer. What are we going to do with those? We got them stuck in there from the, had a good successful year. We got a half a dozen goose breasts laying around in the freezer. What are we going to do with them?
What we're going to do, you didn't get the test line that the outdoor show, did you, the waterfowl convention?
We did not.
It took a while, actually, for me to get the goose recipe, because growing up in Pennsylvania here, every time you got a goose, you made jerky, you made sausage, because they had that livery taste.
Yeah.
Now, I was out with a guide, and I talked to different people. He said soak it in Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Which was nice, but it didn't take all the livery taste out.
Right.
I tried buttermilk. I tried salt water. At first, I thought I wasn't taking care of the meat quick enough.
Right.
Come to realize it wasn't that. Once again, milk is the best thing to marinate it in. And it take like an hour, even overnight, and you'll see the milk will actually turn red. It draws out all that bacteria.
All the blood, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it makes it a delicious. And we all heard that recipe where you put it on the board, you spice the board.
No, that's yeah.
I don't believe it. Now, man, my recipe, what you do is you take some spinach, saute it with garlic on the side. And the problem with goose is the gaminess. We took care of that with the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really tough if you don't take care of it. Now, with our show, the tough part was to prep a plate in 30 minutes. I had to make a quick recipe that was very edible and very delicious. I won't put anything out there that
right.
I didn't put my name on it.
Right.
And most goose, they cook them long and slow, and it tastes great. But, you know, a lot of people don't have the 2 hours to cook that.
Right.
What I do is I butterfly it open, and you can beat it with a hammer, but I have a tenderizer. Like
yeah.
That's a bunch of spokes.
Sure.
Flatten it out, then I put the spinach, sauteed spinach on the inside of that, close up, and I just grill it till it's to a medium.
Okay.
And salt and pepper on the outside. And I did it on the grill because I like the charcoal flavor on that.
Okay.
And it just came out great. In fact, when I was beta testing it, we went to a Penn State tailgate, and I had a vegetarian girl come up and got samples. She loved it. Another chef in Ohio swore it was steak. And I'm like, no, that's
oh, good. Wow. Wow, we're going to try
we're
that.
We're going to try that.
Yeah, we're going to try that. Sauteed spinach with garlic. Butterfly the goose breast open. Tenderize it like, what's that, when they pound that stuff flat, what's that called? What's the German word?
Oh,
Yeah.
Like schnitzel.
Like schnitzel, yeah.
Ah, you're right.
Yeah, goose schnitzel. Okay. You butterfly it, you schnitzel it, or pound it flat, you put the garlic and spinach inside, and grill it.
Right, close it back up like a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then, well, the only reason I like, I mean, you can pound it out and make it flat.
Yeah.
But I sort of want to keep that breast size to it.
Yeah.
So that's when that one tenderizer has the spears that come down.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, okay. I got you.
Back in the day, they used to take a fork and just take a fork up and down and...
Yeah.
Separate those fibers, yeah. But man, that's a great recipe.
Yep.
Everyone loves it on the show.
Yeah. Yep.
And our producers had a fun time going up to people and said, oh, no, I don't eat goose. I hate goose.
Uh huh.
And they really liked it. So
yep.
It good. And it helped that we're outside the beer cart, too. You know,
it helped the beer sales, huh?
You know, Sean, you talk about the milk and taking the gaminess out, right?
Yep.
If you ever keep crab in the freezer, and you take it out to...
You, how do you do that?
Well, you can freeze crab, but when you take it out and to thaw it...
Crab meat.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Put it in some milk, and then dry it out afterwards, and it'll take all the weird taste of the freezer out of it and take it just like you had it in the summer. So
there you go. I did not know that.
There you go.
You know, we don't have too many crabs up here in Pennsylvania, so what we get is usually fresh.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to see them making a comeback, too, because I was worried there for a couple years back.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like there wasn't too many left.
Exactly.
Supposed to be a good year.
They're calling for a record year, yeah. So, good.
Let's see what happens. Unfortunately, Sean, our crab manager, the Brenda Davis, who was a guest on the show several times, left the department, not by her own volition, this past week. Internal struggles between commercial watermen, recreational anglers, and game management people here, or fisheries here. And it was unfortunate circumstances because Brenda's been there a long time, did a great job trying to manage our crabs. I mean, you know, they are like a bunch of bugs crawling around on the bottom of the bay, you know, and it's a nearly impossible job. And we have a competing recreational commercial market here. So, you know... it was just unfortunate that she had to leave this week. Just news for our listeners out there. Hey, look, Sean, we got to take our final break. We'll come back with some closing words, okay?
Real quick, I forgot to put the cream cheese and chives goes in with that spinach.
Spinach, cream cheese, and chives.
Actually, I'm writing this down.
All right,
on Game On Prep the Plate. There's a recipe there, but
okay.
That's really great. I forgot about that. I can't believe it. Must be too early.
All right, so it's spinach with garlic sautéed.
Yep.
And then cream cheese and chives?
Yep, just mix chives and Philadelphia cream cheese.
Okay, and go ahead.
And put a little pate inside there, then close it up.
Fill
it out and really keep it moist.
All right, got it. All right, hang on, buddy. We'll be right back after these messages.
Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All right, we're back with Sean Bailey. We got a caller, Larry in Towson. Hang on there, Sean. Hey, Larry, how are you? Larry?
I'm doing just fine. Nice good. To hear your pleasant guest today.
Oh, thank you. Yep, he's a good guy. We've had his cooking, and we thought he should be on the radio show and share with our listeners. Real quick, yeah, Larry, what do you got?
I'm talking about your fiance.
Oh.
Thank you, Larry.
All right.
What's her name?
Robin.
So, Robin, I've always learned many decades ago when I catch the big trophy rockfish or the salmon up in Pulaski, New York, to put them in the plastic bags and milk. And then to take the gaminess out, and then before I put them in the food saver bag,
yeah,
I take the milk out.
Yep. Yeah.